Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you on this Tuesday. Thanks for tuning in here on KFH. Max Power has your hotline at 869-1240. Thanks for watching us. 12 News Connected, Facebook, YouTube, as there is an outage on X here this morning. We got a lot of college basketball to get you ready for this evening. We'll do that. We've got Monday Night Football to review. Our thanks to Wyatt Thompson for joining in the first hour. If you missed anything on K-State, they're thrilling. Very down to the wire win last night at home against Tulsa. It's all what's on tap for you here today, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun, beers with the boys, girls' night out, a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC, the place where groups gather for the holidays, East West, Historic Delano, Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here. All right, let's go a little Monday Night Football here off the top, and then we'll get into college hoops in our full segment coming up after this. TJ, I think if you're a Chiefs fan here today, you don't love what you saw last night, because the Cowboys are one of those games where you'd hoped that you might be able to get one in. They were a team that was under 500, but they went and they made a bunch of trades on defense. They're getting healthier on defense. So they made a trade for two players that are immediate upgrades for them, and they get a player or two back from injury after the bye. And all of a sudden, that was a pretty impressive defensive performance last night. Not that the Raiders are great, but Dallas typically doesn't play good on the road. They played good on the road. We know those wide receivers are unbelievable. And that game is in Dallas on Thanksgiving. If I'm a Chiefs fan last night, I don't love what I saw, because Dallas in Dallas is not going to be easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing that we've been talking about, is this Chiefs schedule and where can the easy wins come. You know, you look at the Titans down there in the schedule, and you know, you'll play the Raiders again, I believe, in that final week of the season, are ones that you could have circled. And you know, Dallas is one as a team that was, you know, what, 3-5, that you know, 3-6 if you want to count the tie or something, of like, that's a team that could be one of them. But it's in Jerry World, it's on Thanksgiving, when they always play. Like, if you're this Chiefs team, honestly, I don't think it matters who you're playing right now. I think that they're all a little stressful for the way the Chiefs are playing.
Yeah, they're all stressful, and it matters, you know, home and road. The Chiefs have been much better at home. I think it's okay to start really dissecting this thing. But the Chiefs' big wins this year, the Ravens, the Lions, like, they have looked really good at home. and really bad on the road. The Jacksonville loss was on the road. The Buffalo game was on the road. Of course, most recently against Denver, like the offense has just not been nearly as good playing away from home. And they better figure that out, because now one of your road games is Dallas. Now, the good news is the other two are the Tennessee and the Raiders game. So if we're talking about schedule, the good news is most of these games are at Arrowhead. And most of the difficult ones are still at home. They've looked really good at home. Their last three home games, TJ, have basically been 90-24, you know, is the outcome there. And one of those games was against the Lions. So you do feel good about that. That's why they're still being given a pretty good chance to get in, still being given a pretty good chance, you know, and they haven't like totally fallen off and all the odds and things. But, you know, the playoff path goes on the road this year now, and they have no wiggle room. And this does not feel like a team that can have no wiggle room, but that's the reality that faces them. So if you put a number on it, based on what we saw against Dallas last night, knowing that that's now one of these games and they probably can only afford one more loss, maybe it's two if they get lucky, but it's probably one to be sure of it. What are you giving them? What are their chances? Give me a percentage, the chances that they make the postseason.
The Chiefs make the postseason?
Yeah.
I mean, 55.
I'm going to call it 50-50. I'm going to call it 50-50.
I'll give them the benefit of the doubt and give them the five there. But they're like, it's still like the chances that they make the postseason and the odds of it happening, like not Vegas odds, like the literal, like the statistics class, like of all the things that have to go right, it's stacked against the Chiefs.
But like, well, the whatever the analytics thing that CBS Sports uses, for instance, gives them a 57% chance to make it. Yeah. Round up, it's 58% chance to make it right now. They have to beat the Chargers because they're going to need to not have that tiebreaker looming, I think, when the time comes. So they'll have to win that one. That's probably the most must win of their remaining games. Like if they're going to lose one, it can't be that one. Indianapolis is not a threat. You're not going to catch Indianapolis at this point. Houston is a team that they're tied with right now. So if you then go a little further, it becomes Houston and the Chargers are the games they cannot lose. And those are both home games. They come back to back, actually.
You know, it'd be really nice if the Chiefs beat the Jaguars.
Oh, dude, I can't. I can't tell you how much brain space that game lives in for me. I cannot get.
It's gonna be the reason they don't make the playoffs.
I cannot get over the fact that they lost that game. How ridiculous and stupid it was that they lost that game. How much that game feels like it's going to play into the ultimate implications of things. Like that is as infuriating a loss as I can remember in a long time. Even with the Denver game, right? Like, look, they missed a lot of opportunities, but they didn't blow it necessarily. Like they didn't have it. They didn't snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory so much. They had opportunities that they missed. And boy, I went back and looking back at more of that game and just the missed throws from Mahomes, man, the two early deep balls that they didn't hit that were both, one of was for sure going to be a touchdown, but you miss both of those throws, the interception in the red zone. And then that third down, I can't get over that third down where he threw it behind Breshard Smith. And I don't know if that was his fault or Smith's fault. I'm not sure, but it was just a missed chance to run some more clock. And I'm just like, God, like that you take for granted that they just don't miss those over the years here during this dynasty all that often, right? And they don't have that wiggle room. And when you watch a team like Dallas last night, I don't know how good Dallas is going to be defensively in general, how much better they'll be, because they were clearly better last night than they had been. But the one thing they did last night consistently, and it was against one of the worst offensive lines in football, but they put a lot of pressure on Geno Smith. A lot of pressure on Geno Smith. And that's a problem if you're Kansas City, because as good as Kansas City's defense is, at home, you think you're going to hold that offense to under 20? Probably not. Probably not, right, with those receivers and their ability to run the football. So that was not a good thing for the Chiefs to see last night, or Chiefs fans anyway, to see Dallas look that much better defensively in that game on the road. They usually suck on the road. They looked really good last night.
Yeah. I mean, I think honestly, as I brought up after that Broncos game yesterday, is that like at this point with the way that the playoff picture has shaped up, like the Chiefs schedule is so good. Like they're going to play like the Texans and the Chargers. And I think those are the two that will actually have any meeting, and the rest of like, they're just hoping other people mess up at this point. Like they control their own destiny per se still. Like, I mean, they do. But like they also need people to lose games. Like,
yes.
And they're not going to play all of these teams.
They lose so many tiebreakers. They were a game behind Jacksonville and they'll lose a tiebreaker. So they're two games behind Jacksonville. Jacksonville has left on their schedule 4 road games, 3 home games: Arizona, Tennessee, the Colts, the Jets, the Broncos, the Colts, and Tennessee. I'll be stunned if Jacksonville doesn't lose 2 of those games, right? You know, at Arizona, Indianapolis twice, at Denver. I'll be pretty surprised. Good on them if they don't, but I'll be pretty surprised. You play the Chargers. You're a game and a half behind the Chargers, who have their bye week this week. You'll play them, so you can end up tied in the loss column. You can pass Houston, right? The problem is, yes, you're asking for other things to happen to other teams. At the same time, as you still have 7 games to go, and you can, I'm telling you, you can probably only lose one of them to guarantee it. 2 of them is where all these tiebreakers you're talking about come into play. And right now, like if they come in there with 6 losses or with 7 losses,
I mean, like, listen to this scenario.
A lot
like
of tiebreakers.
If they lose to the Colts on Sunday, and then what's the schedule? Is it Colts? And then
you know, what's so funny about it is the Colts are probably if they're gonna lose one, and we're not talking about Tennessee or the Raiders, even though those are road games, which I guess should be a little troubling the way they played on the road. But if we're talking about Colts, Cowboys, Texans, Chargers.
Cowboys still.
I mean,
hear me out. They lose one of them between the Colts and the Cowboys. They lose to the Texans on December 7th. They're done. They're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I don't think what you just laid out is coming true, but that would definitely knock them out. They've been really good at home. We'll see this weekend. It'll be a great test, a home game against the Colts at least. All right, we're coming back. Let's talk a little college hoops when we return. Shockers, Jayhawks, both big underdogs. Who's got a better chance to prove them wrong tonight? We'll discuss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. It is Sports Daily. Glad to be here with you. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games all season long. Here we go. Week 12 matchup, Colts, Chiefs. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Another game you'll see, of course, on KWCH 12, 12 News. Thanks for watching us right now on 12 News Connected. We'll be there. Yeah, you're sending Rachel this week up to Arrowhead.
We are.
It's down to 3 points. Remember yesterday we were talking about it? It was sitting at, what was it, 4.5 already to three?
I want to see it flip. Whew. It's a long ways away.
It's not going to flip. The Chiefs aren't going to be dogs at home, but it may get closer. That's a look. It Indiana Jones going to beat him through the air. Jonathan Taylor's going to get his against anybody, but the Chiefs' run defense has been pretty good this year.
This has got to be like the Colts. This is the one where if the Colts win, everybody's going to be like, "Oh my gosh, the Colts are freaking good."
For sure. For sure. I think everybody's already there. You know, their point differential and everything is already really good. So, you know, you get into it and you dig through, and they do a lot of things. They've got a great line. They've got a great run game. They've got a ton of pass catchers. Their defense is pretty good. Like, they have it all. It's just, is Daniel Jones for real or not? That becomes the thing for them. And we got to remember, he got a big contract for a reason, right? He was highly thought of prior to the last 2 years when they went into the postseason. Who they beat in that postseason to get there? Somebody well expected to do whatever, but we'll see. It's going to be a challenge. I am not comfortable with the Chiefs right now against the Colts, even at home, but. Am I comfortable picking against the Chiefs at home? I'm not sure about that yet either. It may take until Friday to get that full pick. All right, you've got the Shockers. Let's talk college hoops. 9.5-point dogs, true road game against Boise. You've got KU. Now I'm seeing it at 10.5. When I first looked this morning, it was at 11.5. So that's interesting. Remember, this is a neutral site game for Kansas against Duke. Duke is loaded, as they usually are. Cam Boozer, the freshman. This class of basketball looks fantastic. He's averaging 22-10 in his young career thus far. So they look like they're every bit of it. And Kansas doesn't have the pesky older players to, you know, to get after it with a young guy. So it's going to be tough. There's no way to like feel good about it. Peterson's probably not going to play. Like I will be surprised if Peterson plays. I guess we can't rule it out, but it sure seems unlikely.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's going to play. Like, Bill Self never does that kind of thing. And I think that Bill Self saying immediate future, like, he wouldn't say that if it was 2 days and then he could play on Tuesday. Unless something drastically changed where, like, he tried it out and he was full sprinting and it was fine. Like, but at that point, I think we go back to that original conspiracy conversation about, like, well, why is he not playing against Princeton, but he's going to play against Duke? That kind of seems shady. But I don't think he's gonna play. Long story short, he's not gonna play. Yeah, I think that it's a lot of points to give the Jayhawks, and it always will be if you ever give them 11 points like that. But you know, Duke obviously has their star freshman who's looked great as well. I don't know their whole roster after they just lost, you know, the entire team to the NBA that just went to the Final Four last year, and so it's gonna be a big spot. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I think that if KU can find a way I think if KU can find a way to keep it within 10, then I think you'll be kind of pleased if they don't have Darren Peterson on the court.
What if Peterson does play?
What are you asking me?
What's your expectation? What if Peterson does play?
Oh, for the game?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they could win. They're the best player in the country. Depends how much he's going to play.
Yeah. I don't think it's as iron maybe as you do that he's not going to play. I mean, I still think there's at least a reasonable possibility that they have been trying to keep him fresh and could roll him out in this game. He's got a hand. What's interesting is he's got the hamstring injury, but we've seen him play with it because now we're hearing like it wasn't cramps, right? It was a hamstring. Well, we've seen him play through the cramps and he still looks pretty good. So if you were going to hold him back, this is maybe the game you deploy him. I'm not as sold as you that there's no chance he plays. I think there's some chance he plays.
I don't know. I think that if he plays, like, I think that there's going to be questions to answer from Bill Self.
What questions?
How can you say that he's out for the immediate future and then he plays 2 days later?
The immediate future is that game, that day at practice. He's saying immediate future. He's not saying he's out indefinitely. Immediate future is like right now. Immediate future is 1 second from now. Like,
who cares? Who cares if he can practice on Sunday? He was saying that about the game. There's no way he's going to play.
But like, what are you worried about if he plays? That everyone's like, well, you said he was out for the immediate future. I mean, I think Bill Self
I think that this is the reason why, and coaches like don't like it, that the Big 12 injury report in football, which is a thing in basketball, I think, that'll go into effect for conference games, but it doesn't for this game. But like, I mean,
I think a part of the problem is he has not handled it well, but then I also try to think of, like, what's he supposed to say? He's going to be out for 7 days. Like, he doesn't know. He doesn't know how long he's going to be out. And so he's being asked this, and it's like, well, he's out for the immediate future, like, which basically to me tells me, like, he's not here right now. But we're now, how many days clear of that game are we?
Two, three, three games, three days.
They play Saturday, so... You know, if he was close Saturday,
then you say he's day to day. You don't say he's out for the immediate future.
He doesn't know what to say about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, he doesn't Like I don't
say that you don't know. Listen, you
let me go. I don't think Peterson's going to play tonight. Okay, I don't think he will, because if there's any, like, if it's lingering at all, I wouldn't play him. Like, I know we all want Kansas to go show up and beat Duke, and this is a big game for them in recruiting and all of these things. Like, it's not meaningless, but Kansas doesn't have to have it, right? It's not. It's just another game on their schedule. Kansas gets all they want in the Big 12. So it's not like there's some team that this could determine ultimately their tournament fate down the road at some point in the NCAA tournament. I mean, I suppose that could still happen, but they
looks
don't
a lot better.
It does, but you count on the Big 12 to provide you what you need to get into the NCAA tournament. But it is a big deal when Kansas is in the mix for some of the best players in the country constantly. I saw, by the way, you'll have to help me with this. I saw a bunch of passive aggressive tweeting yesterday and like people trying to say something without saying something, like the with the GIFs and everything in the KU blog sphere. Any idea what any of that was about? Did they land somebody?
I have no idea.
Okay. You've got to be my translator on this stuff.
I'm sorry.
You got to be my
I'm flying blind right now that I can't just peruse Twitter for the music.
What's the guy, the Guardians of the Galaxy guy, that gif where he has like, oh, you know, Chris Pratt, like, yeah. That I saw that one, and but nobody ever says anything. I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, just either tell us or don't tell us. I didn't know if they landed somebody yesterday. I know they've been on, of course, Stokes, and yeah, that's a part of the reason I think a lot of people are. Shri Islata, especially, who's our KU insider, is like, guys, he's like actively trying to help players come to Kansas. Like, he's bought in. He's hurt. And I believe that. I believe that 100%. You've got to, if yourself and your this coaching staff, you have to protect him again. You don't think Darren Peterson wants to play tonight?
I know.
I mean, this is a big deal.
He's hurt.
Cam Boozer's sitting there. People are trying to say Cam Boozer might be the best guy. Of course he wants to play.
I know.
You
he does.
Protect
I mean,
him against
he's hurt.
Himself, too.
Yes, 100%. He's hurt. He's not going to play. I like if that. We'll go back to this conversation because there's just like if he was going to play, then Bill Self would. And if he doesn't know, that's fine because injuries change. But if that's the case, you go into that press conference and whenever somebody asks, you just say, "Guys, I don't know. It's just a lingering thing. Like, we're gonna get it as soon as we can. We'll figure it out." But you don't go there and say, you know, he's gonna be out for the immediate future, like. If you are saying that in the terms of he might play Tuesday, then you cannot say the immediate future.
He can say whatever he wants, by the way. Like, Bill Self doesn't care.
He's going to get – if he plays, like, I think that he might get an earful from Brett Yorm or somebody. Like, because there's – listen to me. There's Vegas line. Like, this is a big deal now. This is why the injury report is a thing. They made a betting line based on the fact that Darren Peterson's probably not going to play because Bill Self said he's out for the immediate future. If he
Bill
plays
Self. Does not care.
I know
about
he doesn't
the Vegas
care.
Betting line,
but I bet that Brett Yormark probably cares.
What did he say that's dishonest? He was out for the immediate future. He was out in
for
that game.
Practice on Sunday.
Maybe.
He said it after the game.
He said it after the game. So what? He doesn't practice. They test it before the game, and his hamstring feels okay, and they let him play. I don't think he's going to get a full workload. I don't think he'll play either. But I'm not going to give it an ironclad. He's not playing. Because this whole thing has been hard to follow and weird. So I think there can absolutely be a world where he gets out there on this stage and gives it a go. Either way, they're big underdogs. They'd be underdogs even if he was playing. You know, if he played, I would bet this line goes down to like maybe 5.5. Duke's still going to be favored. Duke appears to have at the moment a better roster. Whether they would at the end of the season, I think time will tell. But it's a big opportunity for a guy like Flory Badunga. It's a big opportunity for a guy like Cole Rosario. And every game that Peterson doesn't play, as we've mentioned, is a tremendous opportunity for the role players on this team to step into those roles.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If they can keep this game within 10 and make a competitive game against Duke, who's a top
they better
team in the
they
country.
Better be able to keep it within 10. Like the Kansas, like there are no excuses if they get blown out in this game.
I just asked you yesterday if the team didn't have Darren Peterson this year, like they might not be a tournament team. Like that's the kind
correct.
Of team that loses to Duke by 15 points. So what's the big deal if they don't keep it within 10?
Well, it's a big deal for Kansas. This is a big deal for reality for us on the outside. No, probably not. But for on the inside, like, yeah, you better think you can go play within 10 to Duke.
You should, but it's not going to be a disappointment if you don't have the guy that scores all of your points on the court.
Well, Flora Badunga just scored 25. They'll be internally, and I'm telling KU fans will lose their minds. Like the diehard KU fans, they're gonna say the season's over. That'll be the reaction. Some people are saying that after they win a game.
Hold on,
season's over. They're not doing anything.
8:29 on a Tuesday morning. Tomorrow we're gonna check back at 7:16. We'll start that first segment. There will be. I'll find 10 tweets saying that Bill Self should be fired.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. Like, so
I might even say 20 tweets tomorrow morning. We'll find about Bill Self being fired.
The absolute reality is it's November. It will be November 19th. And who cares? that's real life, but that's not college fan life. Real life is who cares? Like, I don't care if they beat Duke by 20, who cares? Right, like
They beat Duke. What, last year? Was that last year or 2 years ago? That they beat Duke.
Yes,
and then they skidded forever.
The hilarity to me this year, TJ, of the overreactions to November games after Kansas has been the best November team the last 2 years and ultimately fallen flat. I mean, it cracks me up. Kansas is not. This is not a team built to win on November 19th. Let's see if they start winning on February 19th, because that's been the problem the last 2 years is they didn't get any better.
Yeah, but it's a lot. We've had this conversation, and I feel like I'd much rather be in the other boat of being good in November, because it's a lot easier to fall from grace than it is to rise to glory. Like, if you're
I just don't think that's true. I think if you're truly having a good year, you are consistently raising the bar and getting better. Now, there are teams like, let's call it Houston last year, right, where they just were good and stayed good, but they had everybody back, right? That's the problem for Kansas, is they had everybody back and they never got any better. Look at Florida last year. Florida was not the best team on November 19th. They just kept getting better.
They beat the Shockers by 54 that week,
and that was where we were all kind of like, what was that, right? That Florida team looked really good, but they did. They continuously got better over the course of the year. For Kansas this year, like, I don't want them peaking on November 18th against Duke at Madison Square Garden, which is where they peaked the last 2 years, was in these early games on a big stage, because these other teams with talented young players or a bunch of new players, they consistently got better. So for Kansas, like, all I want to know is that in 2 months, they're better than they were tonight. Win, lose, or draw, are they getting better? Is what ultimately will make the difference. It hasn't been good enough the last couple of years to be really good in mid-November. So, but the reactions to it, whatever happens tonight, are going to be overreactions. No matter what happens tonight, we'll overreact. We won't. Fans will largely overreact to it in the grand scheme of things. But in the grand scheme of things, the reality is they have so many things to figure out about this team. Like, what do we know for fact about this team right now at 8:33 on November 18th? What can you tell me for fact about Kansas?
Nothing.
That Flory Badunga is a freak athlete?
Doesn't mean anything. Like, that doesn't translate to points, as we've seen.
Well, he's been a better offensive player than I thought he would be so far. I think that's a fantastic development in the story of this season. His ability on the offensive end so far has really been a great thing to see. I didn't know he'd be there that quickly. He's been fantastic if he's on the floor. But, like, and even after tonight, what are we going to be able to definitively say about this team? Probably two things: that Flory's for real and an offensive threat, and that Cole Rosario is going to be able to be a factor this year. What I don't think we'll see is anybody else on the roster take some massive step forward tonight. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I don't think we're going to see that tonight. If Darren Peterson plays, then it's just going to be fun, right? Then it's just going to be a really fun game to watch and see. It'll be fun to see Peterson go up against Boozer. I'm with you. I don't think he will, but I'm just trying to put in perspective where we are in a season that is, it was already going to be full of unknowns. And now with the Peterson stuff, it's even more of an unknown for Kansas. And we're just like, you got to just live there and be comfortable with that.
I agree. I mean, I don't know. I really have no idea what to think of KU. Like, this is the one, because every time that we've seen them play without Darren Peterson, it's been against bad teams. So it's like, what does that look like against a good team if there is no Darren Peterson? I think that that will answer a lot of the questions.
It's a crazy time of year for that, TJ, in our world on the outside. I really don't have time to be sick. It's a bit bad timing to be sick.
Figure it out.
I figure it out. We'll be fine. We'll get there. Load up on the meds. I appreciate everybody bearing with that. It's a good day for Twitter to be down and the stream get a little. Oh, it is back. Well, let's go live for a segment. No, it's not back. It's not back.
It's back for me.
Well, I don't know what's going on here.
All right. If the people want to watch us, they can do it the old fashioned way by going to the YouTube machine.
Yeah,
turn on the radio.
Well, we got a lot of people. By the way, shout out to everybody. We didn't talk about this. Vets Aid. Visit the Vets Aid for Joe Walsh. It's great. It's fantastic. Vince Gill, who was excited about, rocked it. It was incredible. Nathaniel Ratliff. I'm not as like on Joe Walsh as people around here. Obviously, he's from here. Great show. But I'm going to tell you, TJ, a lot of people that listen to this show stopped around, you know, walking up for a beer, going to the restroom or whatever. A lot of people listening to the show stopped and said thanks for being there. So we appreciate all of you that are listening out there on KFH, on your way to work, all the different places, all the different ways. Thank you for being here with us. Let's talk Shockers. Corey asked on Facebook a while back, do we think that Wichita State can win the game tonight? Sure they can. Absolutely they can. This is a big, 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 big spot for Wichita State tonight. And you know, if the things that we've seen so far, TJ, hold true, then absolutely, absolutely, Wichita State can go on the road and win that game. But what do we count on out of Wichita State? I think you hope for no turnovers. I think like we saw, and I think you hope for a level of defense that translates to the road. Let's throw the jinx out there again into the universe. It's hard to count on going and shooting the way that they shot the last time we saw them, you know, come out and go 16 of 32 from three on the road. So it'll, you know, points will probably be a little harder earned tonight, but defense has to translate. And that's one thing we know when we get into conference play. It's one thing we know out of great Wichita State teams is even when they've been offensively challenged, which were a lot of teams in those great years, by the way, the defense travels. And the defense is always there, and it's relentless, and it's there constantly and consistently. Let's find out if this team's got that in them. You know, can they go be that kind of defensive team on the road? And if they can, they're going to win a lot of games this year.
Yeah, you know, listening to what, you know, Coach Mills talked to us about yesterday before they got on the plane to go to Boise, reading, you know, Taylor Eldridge's article about the keys to the game. You know, it's synonymous of the things that's going to have to happen in this one is the fact that Boise State is one of the best rebounding teams in the country. They're really big. You know, Coach was saying they've got 7-footers that do a lot. They shoot threes. And so it's kind of a little bit, which I don't want to say Wichita State doesn't have that either because they have a 7'2" guy. But they rely on a lot of size. Wichita State's going to have to rely on some speed, I think. I think it's going to have to rely on going fast and scoring points quick, which they've done. So I think that it's Paul Mills-ism is that defense is how you win and offense tells you how much it is the one that he used this past week. And it's true, you know. But I think that there's going to have to be a lot of offense that's going to have to translate into this game. They're going to have to play fast. They're going to have to shoot at least semi-well. They're probably not going to make 16, but they're going to have to knock down shots because they're going to kind of pack it in because they know how big they are, and they're going to want to – they might take away Will Berg just because of the size that they've gotten. So they're going to have to push it fast. They're going to have to make a lot of threes. And obviously, they're going to have to not turn the ball over, but that you could say that about every single opponent there. So – as one of the best rebounding teams in the country, Wichita State's rebounded pretty well as well. So, like, It's interesting.
Well, they have, and I thought that what Paul Mills told us, which by the way, you can go back and listen to that on the Odyssey app from yesterday, about the rebounding was good too. You know, how many of those they have ways they can track it that are a lot easier than the ways we track it, which is for rebounding. Usually it's just looking at the box score. Now we watch the games and we have a sense of it, but when you're looking for the stats of it, but they have other methods they use. How many of those were block shots? You know, how many of those were actual reboundable balls? And he said they've been pretty pleased with where they are in those areas so far. Defense and rebound. I mean, it's so cliche, but it's true. I mean, TJ, I coach a fifth grade girls basketball team, and it's the same thing. Like, if you guys will rebound and if you guys defend, they can't beat you. They can't beat you if they can't score. And so, like, that's – and you get up to the highest levels anywhere, and it's – that's the kind of – that's what has to travel. Like, yeah. you don't go into opposing gyms anywhere in the country usually – and have your best shooting night of the year.
I think
Wichita State is going to get to the line, or they're going to want to get to the line where the points come easier, and they're going to want to defend and rebound. This will be such a great test for them. I'm so excited for this game. We were just talking about KU and like, what will we learn? And like, for me, it's probably not a ton right yet. For Wichita State, I do think we can learn quite a bit tonight about the makeup of this team, which is older players, which obviously they're experienced, and we feel good about their offense and we feel good about all this stuff. Now let's learn if they can go into that kind of environment and just be nasty, right? Get after it that way defensively.
Yeah, I think that Josh Briscoe would have something to say about your expert takes there. If they play defense, don't turn the ball over, rebound, and make the free throws, they'll win games. That's like when we said if the Chiefs don't make stupid penalties and don't turn the ball over, they'll win more football
games. But those are the things.
It is.
Those are the things that bring talent gaps together, right? Yeah. And I bring it up for Wichita State specifically because it's what they were so good at in their crazy run. I used to watch so many Shocker games where you want to pull your hair out with the kind of offense they played. And I'm talking about the really good years. You're just like, why are they having such a hard time scoring? However, they won the vast majority of those games. Why? Because they always were good defensively. They always rebounded well. And most of the time, they hit most of their free throws. You're raising your floor with all those things. And that's what I mean. Like, we know this team has a high ceiling, right? We've already seen that this year. We understand and have a good grasp that the ceiling of this team feels a little higher than the last couple of years. I think that's a fair statement. It feels like a higher ceiling. Where's the floor? And that's what we don't know yet. And now with the true road game, that it's our first chance to see that. Where's the floor with this team? Can they do those things that raise the floor?
Yeah, that's the question. I think that the thing that we like so much about this team is that I've been trying to pinpoint, because obviously whenever they shoot the ball so well, it's obviously great and everything like that. But that we've seen the early season successes that haven't translated into other things. I think that for me, at least, I guess I won't put words in your mouth, is that they have the pieces where they can score like they have in Kenyon Giles and Mike Gray and Dre Kendall even can get downhill really well. And, you know, Will Berg is there to space the floor with them and everything. The spacing works really well for Will Berg, I'll say it that way. And that's what we like about the offense. But I think that what, you know, the difference between Wichita State and K-State, because we've said there's two teams that are going to be really good on offense, is that Wichita State has guys like Caron Boyd and TJ Williams.
Absolutely.
Are the athletic guys that'll go defend and can go do that kind of thing. And that's what makes it, you know, work. Well, K-State has nine guys that could all probably score you 20 points. But I don't know, like, that might be their defensive problems. Like, they haven't really had a guy that can go lock down on defense since, I don't know who you want to throw out there in the Jerome Tang era. Oh, they've got a lot of scores.
K-State?
I mean, well, you could say Keontae, but Keontae was an All-American.
Yeah, it's been a minute, but you're right. You're 100% right. Like, Wichita State was very intentional in bringing in and having defensive forces on this team. Will Berg is here.
not for his offense, yeah. right? That's not why he's here. And that's what we do. Like, the offense that we've seen from him is a very pleasant surprise, but he's here to block shots and be a presence down low. At least that was my take on it. We hadn't even seen him play offense, really. And he didn't have a chance to play much. That we know why Boyd's here. I mean, that was as clear as day, right? Why he was recruited. Mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things I think that helps raise a floor for a team like Wichita State. The reality is, like, if they go to Boise and they give us a great energy and defensive performance, I'm going to feel really good about their chances in the American this year.
Yeah.
Boise's probably as good on paper early in the season from expectations, you know, those kinds of things. They're as high as any team is this year in the American. Yeah. And you're about to go on the road. This feels to me like a road game against a top American team when you go do it. And so it is a really nice way to get a grasp of this on Wichita State. Look, I think they can win this game. I certainly think they can cover 9.5 points. I really don't want us to be overhyping this, this start to their season. And so I will watch with bated breath to see if they
I'll put this out there because I'm sure that there's a design of how they want to attack Boise because it's such a niche roster of the way that they do things that, you know, Paul Mills is telling us about that they do a lot of stuff with their 7-footers and they have to give up other things because of that. They've got a game plan that they want to attack through that. I'll say that if they lose tonight and if they struggle, it'll be because they shoot less than 20% from three. But I don't think that they will. But that's why they would lose the game.
That's going to be a pretty low number for this team. I just don't know what kind of volume they're going to take. But
I think against Boise.
If Boise scouts with a bunch of bigs, then you want to take a bunch of threes.
I think they'll shoot north of 25 threes. Like,
God, that's a big number. That's so jarring for Wichita State basketball. Know,
but that's what they've done. Like, they shot 36 against Drake, I think is what I said the number was.
Yeah, and then they didn't shoot a ton against Asheville, not Asheville.
Because they didn't shoot it well, but they didn't need to. But, like, against Boise, like, at some point, you got to be like, listen, guys, like, keep putting them up. We got to shoot these things.
You're going to hear it right here. KEYN tonight, 7:30. It's going to be a hard game to watch, by the way, on the Mountain West Network. I don't even know where that exists or if I have it.
I think the Mountain West Network is also compatible with Amazon Prime Video. I think.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, you can listen to it on KYN. Okay, that does it for us here. Tomorrow we should have Kevin Saul, Wichita State Athletic Director. We'll have him in. Reaction, obviously, to the Boise State game, but get us ready for Shocker Volleyball starting the postseason on Friday. We'll get the latest there. We also have Sharius Lotto. We should have him this week. We had a little bit of a travel issue last week, but he'll be in to react to KU Duke. What is the latest with Darren Peterson? We'll get it all with Sharius Lotto. It'll be a busy Wednesday on the show. TJ, let's enjoy some college hoops tonight.
I will. I don't know how I'm going to manage two KU at 8, Wichita State at 8, and Dancing with the Stars at 7. I need 3 TVs downstairs tonight.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
There's a lot of listeners that are going to be in the same predicament as us.
I don't think that there will be, but, you know, to each his own. All right, we'll be back to discuss all of it except for Dancing with the Stars tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top-load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.